Debbie McMahon was joined on Lifeline by Tony Breen, founder of the mental health awareness and support group Candles in the Dark, which deals with mental health in adolescence. Tony talks about the signs and symptoms to look out for and what help is actually available. Debbie began by asking Tony to tell us about the origins of the organisation.
First, I'd like to wish everybody a happy new year and a new decade, 2020, which is, you know, a new start for everybody, Debbie, you know what I mean, and new positivity. And I set up my organisation, Candles in the Dark, in 2016 in October when CAMHS, the Child Adolescent Psychiatry Unit, shut down in University Hospital in Waterford. And I set up a vigil outside the hospital, and I had over 70 people turn up, and it was absolutely amazing, with the candles lighting and the support to fight for CAMHS to reopen, because my own daughter was in CAMHS at the time, and we all got letters saying that we did not have a psychiatrist for our children. So that's how Candles in the Dark came about. And would you believe it, it was 3 o'clock, Debbie, in the morning, and I woke up and I said, no, this cannot happen. And I came up with the name Candles in the Dark within a couple of seconds, because with mental health, Debbie, it can be very dark, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Fair play to you for doing that. Now, if people are listening today and they don't know what CAMHS is, can you explain what CAMHS is?
What CAMHS is, it's Child Adolescent Psychiatric Unit. It's for young adolescents. It's for young kids up to the age of 18. And it's very shocking, because there are children with mental health as young as 5. And we are in crisis with young adolescents, and the services at the moment would not be great. And that's what's so important to have me on air today, Debbie, and I'm so grateful, and to reach out to your listeners as well. You know, and I just want everyone to know as well that I'm not a therapist, I'm not a counsellor, I'm just a normal person that has lived with mental health 24 years, and I just want to give back to others what I have learned in my 24 years experience of mental health. With Candles in the Dark, I do live videos, and I help people with anxiety, and everything is confidential, and anybody of your listeners can contact me through a private message on Messenger also. And what I do there, Debbie, is I help people in relation to all different aspects of mental health, and I will help them and lead them in the right direction. And I do it through voicemail. I used to always type to people when I'd be contacted through Messenger, but now I voicemail, because I give a lot of tips, and people can understand my tips better when they hear my voice, if you understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, exactly. Now, on today's show, we're kind of focusing on adolescents, as you mentioned, because, you know, sometimes a lot of adolescents, I have 4 children, and they do go through stages when they're going through puberty, and they get moody, and they spend a lot of time in their bedrooms as well. And it's just kind of looking out for the signs. If you think your child is suffering with any type of mental health issue, that they can talk to you, or that you can kind of say, well, there's something not right here, and you can kind of see the signs with your own child. It's just today we're going to talk a little bit about that, to kind of pick up on symptoms, I suppose, and signs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's so important, you know, this, and you know, it's amazing to have this this time for with you and your listeners, because it's so important, because our young adolescents, you know, it's very hard for them to understand how they're feeling, how their emotions are, because their emotions can be up and down to the extent that they don't know how to manage it. They don't know how to express their feelings, like us as adults. We find it hard as well. But for young adolescents, it's more important. And it's so important for parents to understand the warning signs that they can look out for. So will I...
Yeah, go ahead.
So for anybody that's listening, if you have a young adolescent and you feel that there is something not right, the tips that you can look out for are, you know, their music. If they listen to music, be very aware of what they're listening to in their bedrooms. If they're normally listening to normal upbeat music, and all of a sudden you're listening to drab music with very drab words, if you understand where I'm coming from. And as being their parent, you will know yourself if the music is changing, that in itself is a major sign that there's something not right. Also, what you have to look out for is if anyone is self-harming, they will hide it as best they can from their parents. What you look out for is, let's say, a child wears short-sleeve tops or vest tops or pyjama bottoms or pyjama tracksuit bottoms or shorts. Keep an eye in case they're wearing long sleeve tops all of a sudden. That could be a sign that they're after self-harming.
Okay.
And that is very, very common with young adolescents, and they can self-harm in so many different ways. So it's so important to be very vigilant of what your child is wearing in case they're wearing something that's hiding something that may have the effect of self-harm. Also, what you could be looking out for as well is isolation. They will isolate themselves. They won't be as interacting with their parents or their friends. In school as well, be vigilant with their teachers if they're not interacting in school as much as they would do normally. And if the teacher contacts the parents that there's something wrong with their child, that's not speaking out as much, don't look on it that they're just not speaking. There's definitely something wrong there, Debbie. There's a reason why they're not interacting. There's something underlying in there that's causing it. The best advice I can give to parents that have children living with mental health is to be very supportive, very understanding. You know, don't push the child in relation to how do you feel. They don't, a lot of them, Debbie, don't understand how to explain it. So you just simplify it in the best way that you can. It's very important for people as well, you know, if they don't understand mental health, you can educate yourself by going onto the internet or going to a GP to get advice. It's the best thing you can ever do for yourself as a parent, but for your child, because then you can understand what's going on. And you need to nip it in the bud as soon as you can, you know. And there's a lot of techniques you can do as well, with breathing exercises, art therapy, Debbie, and all your listeners. It's absolutely brilliant. What I would advise people to do as well is, for their young adolescents, is to buy art therapy books. They're only, you can buy them in Deals, Mr. Price, you know, cheap shops for $150. And with children, you know, you have to sort of be with them to do it, because sometimes they might they're like, you know, oh, it's not working for me, I don't understand this and I don't want to do it. So for the parents, you need to sit with them and do it with them.
Yeah. Now, we know adolescents, Tony, a lot of adolescents, even before they become teenagers, feeling sad or moody sometimes is part of life. And that's, you know, people can feel sad and worried, especially, you know, coming up to exams and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's when it goes on longer than it should, like over, they say, a few weeks, isn't it, when you should really get help and talk to somebody.
Yes, absolutely. It's like, personally, I wouldn't even say a few weeks. You know, in my opinion, as you know, your listeners, I just want to stress that I'm not a therapist, not a counsellor. I'm just a normal person that's just trying to help people as best I can from just my own experience. And, you know, each parent knows their child very, very well. You will know the signs. And also, what's very, very hard for young adolescents is the internet.
Our thanks to Tony Breen for that interview. And if you have been affected by any of the issues in this item, you can contact the new National 24-Hour Helpline on 1800 742 444.